This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hear so much about artificial intelligence, and honestly, most of us don't know exactly what that means. But I know where they do, Paul. Carnegie Mellon University, one of the brain trust centers of the world. And joining us is the professor and department head of machine learning, Zico Coulter. Professor, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
As a frame of reference, this is the world's first commercial radio station. So it's a big first that happened 105 years ago. And Pittsburgh continues to be an innovation center. Explain for people, if you would, what is artificial intelligence?
Artificial intelligence is a pretty big bucket term. It's kind of an umbrella term. And it pretty much refers to kind of writing any computer program that performs tasks we associate with human intelligence, right? So this goes from, you know, basic problem solving to anywhere to sort of very advanced kind of things that the human would normally do. Now, the issue in some sense, some of the confusion of it is that while that's kind of the academic definition of AI, what people have most experienced as AI in recent years is largely through these chatbots, through large language models. And so while the term is very broad, I think people have seen and experienced one particularly powerful form of AI through chatbots like ChatGPT and others.
Right. That I think you're right about that. But if I get this right now, artificial intelligence has big applications for like self-driving cars, speech recognition, facial recognition software, thinking along these lines, right?
Exactly. I mean, these are tasks that typically in the past, at least, have required a human to do them, right? Humans are very good at speech recognition. They're very good at driving cars, things like this. And when people talk about artificial intelligence revolutionizing certain areas like this, what they really mean is that we're on the cusp of writing software that can do these things as well as a person can. So in future years, we might have systems that can drive cars as well as people, or recognize speech, transcribe speech, or translate speech as well as people. And I think, you know, as this field progresses, there's more and more tasks that we'll be able to do kind of on the same level as a lot of people in many cases.
We're with Professor Zico Coulter at Carnegie Mellon University. Boy, I have so many questions, Professor. Recently, in fact, just this past Sunday, CBS did a big story about their powering up Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania to serve the energy needs of this growing technology. Why does it take so much juice to fuel AI?
Right. So modern machine learning methods, which are sort of the workhorse for AI, this is a technique that we've developed over many years, but which has sort of come to prominence in recent years. These methods run primarily on graphics processing units, or GPUs. And they're on this sort of specialized hardware. Basically, carrying out the operations that are needed to run these large AI systems. The challenge, though, is that much like you would imagine a lot of brain power is needed for these for similar things if a human was doing them, you need a lot of electricity and just raw power.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Order to carry out these operations on a lot of hardware as well. And so basically, a lot of sort of computing hardware. And so basically, the bottom line is, in order to carry out some of these most sort of cutting-edge models, we really need very, very powerful processors, and especially to sort of serve them and distribute them on as wide a level as is currently being envisioned, we need to rapidly scale up the power capacity and the energy capacity of our infrastructure in order to provide the needs for running all these models.
Professor, switching from the technology and the infrastructure of AI, can you address the issue of ethics as it applies to development?
Absolutely. So these models fundamentally are powerful and very general purpose. And when you have a very powerful general purpose model, you need to understand how can we deploy these models in a safe and responsible way. And we at Carnegie Mellon, but also we sort of around the academic community around the world, think very heavily about sort of what is the right way to deploy these models. How do we grapple with the ethical implications, both in sort of the immediate sense of, you know, what are the biases in these models, where might they make mistakes, things like this, but also in the broader sense of, as we develop more and more powerful models, when do these things become safety risks? What are the risks associated with them? And with, you know, very powerful, generally intelligent systems, and essentially, how can we develop these things in a way to ensure that they benefit, that we are able to achieve the benefits of these tools using them in very effective manners, but avoid a lot of the risks that might come with it?
And finally, how did Carnegie Mellon University become the giant center of robotics and artificial intelligence now?
Right. Well, you mentioned actually how KDKA was the first radio station one of the first commercial radio stations in the U.S., Well, Carnegie Mellon actually also had one of the first, for example, undergraduate AI majors in the entire U.S. I think actually the first undergrad AI major in the U.S. as well. So we've for a very long time been an innovation in the space of AI. Going back all the way to the inception of the field with Alan Newell and Herbert Simon, we have been kind of at the forefront of technology for a long time. But I think that this really sort of picked up, or rather it sort of has continued throughout the whole history of Carnegie Mellon. So in the 80s, as you mentioned, with the founding of the Robotics Institute, in the 90s with the founding of what's now the Machine Learning Department, we have really been at the cutting edge of setting up entire departments within our university focused solely on topics in AI. And this has enabled us to grow very quickly and expand to the scope and the scale that's needed to really influence the field and drastically impact sort of how we develop AI. I think a lot of the innovations you see in AI these days, though of course a lot of them in their current form are produced by large companies, a lot of them have their roots in research done right here at Carnegie Mellon. And sort of the influence of our university is really felt throughout the modern field.
That is a wonderful, a detailed explanation and much appreciated. Zico, thank you and continue the great work.
Great. Thanks so much.
Professor Zico Coulter, who is the department head of machine learning.
Another first for Pittsburgh, Larry. That's awesome.
That they came up with the term artificial intelligence. And you know, at CMU, they come up with the emoticon, the smile.
The emojis, remember? Yep.
Yeah, that's another. One correction, though. He said KDK was the first station in the country. No, in the world.
Okay.
First commercial radio station on the planet, Professor. From PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Center.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.